anyone seen my Tropical Getaways brochure? You know, B, you didn't have to steal it. I was going to donate it to the library under your mattress.
Wait a minute. This isn't my trig book.
Oh, guys come up with the lamest excuses.
Oh, yeah. Like when you told me that you had that whisker burn all over your face from kissing my mother. Hello?
Fran, that really happened.
Oh, well, I'll give you that one.
Well, I wish I could get away for the holidays, but I just have so much work to do.
Cheers! Got to keep that nose so bright. Don't you guide his sleigh that night?
I've got to get that flu shot.
Fran, does this mean that you won't be with us for Christmas?
No, sweetie. Your father and I are taking separate vacations this year. You know, sometimes when two people spend a lot of time together and one's not willing to commit, the other has to take the money that she would have spent on her trousseau and drown her sorrows in Bahama Mamas.
You know, it's okay, friend. It's not like you and Daddy are married or dating or even...
Babbling, sweetie.
It's fine. This is ridiculous. We don't have to take separate vacations.
Look, I really think that it'll be better for us, and I don't want to argue about it because my mind's made up.
Well, that's a shame. I was thinking of chartering a yacht and cruising off the Greek islands.
Well, nothing's set in stone.
Well, I'd like to discuss this with you in private. If that's all right with you, too.
Yeah, you're talking to me.
Did you say something?
Come on, let's go to my office.
Whoa, Nellie. Don't you know it's terribly impolite to listen in on other people's conversations?
This from the man who posed for the RCA dog.
Now let go of me. I don't want to miss this.
All right, but be careful. I just...
Wax the floor.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed? Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, Cece.
And the kids are actually smiling.
Such what a thing.
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing. The nanny named Fran.
I just don't understand why you're suddenly taking a separate vacation.
What is the big deal? It's not like we're one of those needy, codependent couples that have to spend every waking moment with each other, right? Where are you going?
I just think that holidays are a time for us to be together, like a warm, loving family.
Well, I got news for you. A warm, loving family requires a legally binding certificate registered with the state and Pottery Barn. Besides, what is this unnatural obsession with you not wanting me to take a vacation by myself?
Well, now I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, no?
I'm taking the entire family on a cruise.
Where are you going?
The Caribbean.
That's fabulous. Just like me.
I know. We're coming with you.
What?
Now, Miss Fine, wasn't it your idea that Brighton should have a big bar mitzvah like to do?
Your bar mitzvah on land. We're desert people. We don't like to get wet. That's why we parted the Red Sea. Why can't you just be honest, Mr. Sheffield? The reason why you don't want me going on a vacation alone is because you are terrified that I'm going to meet someone. Yes, you are always sabotaging my dates.
Oh, that is ridiculous. Every one of your dates I've been on, I behave like a perfect gentleman.
No, Maxwell. You're welcome to join us.
Oh, well, that sounds... terribly inconvenient. Couldn't possibly, couldn't I?
Are you sure?
Well, actually, what kind of car does he drive?
A limo.
Oh, town car.
Stretch. It's enormous.
Bigger than mine?
Why, if it's so important to you, whip yours out of the garage and we'll have a limo measuring contest.
All right, fine. Take your vacation at some hacky resort with its tequila shooter night and, oh, yes, the big Macarena marathon.
For your information, this place happens to be nothing like that. It's very, very classy. Oh, look, they've got a strip limbo contest.
If that touches, is he disqualified?
Maybe from the contest.
Oh, my God!
This is beautiful. Oh, it's paradise.
Oh. Orline, welcome, ladies. My name is Rico. Please, ladies, after you.
Oh, well, you know, Rico, in our country, it's customary for the man to go first.
Mm-hmm. It is.
God bless America.
See, Fran, aren't you glad you came with me?
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't be able to flirt with Rico with Mr. Sheffield all over you, dancing, smearing you with baby oil, taking you for cocktails at sunset.
You know, Val, this is why my mother never wanted me to play with you.
Where's the paint?
It's down there.
One.
Well, you were in such a rush to get up here, I felt so fresh.
It doesn't matter. Let's just go down and get it. Now, unlock your lever when I say three. Have you got that, Val? Three.
All these people. We're never going to get on the first bus.
Oh, don't worry. I'll take care of that. Can you believe that gorgeous two-bedroom apartment on the corner there for only $400 a month?
What?
Oh, Val, could you believe how stupid those people... Val! Your shoe off and kill it. Oh, Val, this breeze is just fabulous.
Oh, I know.
Come on, let's get out of these bulky clothes.
Yeah. Guests, a small tropical depression might be heading for the island, so there will be free cocktail inside the Lido Pavilion.
Free cocktail? What's it called?
Okay, that canceled.
That Franny is on. My baby is gonna die.
Oh, Sylvia.
Hold me. Don't be such a Gentile.
Sylvia, I know. I've heard. But it's gonna be all right. Come on.
It's times like this you look up to God and ask, why? Why?
Well, now, we can't ask why, Sylvia. It's nature. It's random. It's...
No! Why don't you marry my daughter? She'd be home safe with us right now.
Now, Sylvia, I appreciate you're upset, but I'd prefer not to discuss something that's really between Miss Fine and myself.
Make an exception. How often am I here?
Ah, here they are, Naomi and Winona.
Do I smell banana fritters with fresh fruit compote?
No.
Could I? Mom! Miss Chandler, I'd like you to meet my mother. Bestows an honor upon me, which is unparalleled within my universe.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
floor. This never would have happened.
Oh, come on, don't be such a baby. You're really getting the hang of it.
I'm hungry.
Well, it's your own fault for not showing up for lunch.
I was waiting in the dining room for hours.
Yes, but I served upstairs in the solarium. Why didn't you? Oh.
You wouldn't be able to torture me like this if I wasn't in this chair.
But you are, Babs. You are. Coffee?
Yes, please.
It's ridiculous. I don't know why that stupid store doesn't deliver.
Oh, they do. Oh, dear, I wonder if I can catch her. Oh, Miss Bamford.
Maxwell, darling, is that you?
Shh. Don't turn around.
Tell me what you want me to do.
Cluck like a chicken.
What?
It turns me on.
Get out of my way.
Oh, Niles. Oh, God, this thing is stuck. How do I stop it?
Hold on, I'll get the manual. Niles, you're busy. Free as a bird, sir.
Niles!
Hurricane Diane continues to cut a path of destruction and is bearing down on the Caribbean. Stay tuned.
Oh, Niles, I'm awfully worried. What if she dies?
Oh, I'll feed her eventually, sir. I'm just screwing with her head.
I'm talking about Miss Fine. Well, if something happens to her, she'll never know how I feel about her. No one knows.
No one? Hello?
Miles, what am I gonna do? These costumes are gonna be ghastly. What's C.C. Wright? I mean, have I let my judgment be impaired by my feelings for Miss Fine?
What feelings are those, sir?
Well,
no. No, I don't, sir.
Oh, come on, Niles.
Oh, but you'd feel so much better if you just said it.
Oh, perhaps you're right. Maybe I should just admit that I...
Knock, knock.
Oh, wait! What is she throwing herself at him anyway? I mean, it's not as if she's never seen a good-looking man before. I've been known to turn a few heads in my time, right, Niles?
You're a brick house. Mighty, mighty.
What do I have to do to convince her she's desirable?
Oh, sir, I'm sure you'll think of something. I mean, after all, you're a man, she's a woman. Fill in the blank. The children are at school. She's lying on the sofa. And if all else fails, what would Pierce Brosnan do?
I don't know, Val. All right, steal a word from sisters.
Yes! You are so good.
You know what? I'm going to call the family at home. Let them know that we're okay.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield gave you his phone?
Gave Bella my purse. Who remembers?
Val, the roof is gonna cave in. We're gonna die.
Shouldn't our life be flashing before our eyes?
Val. We're over 30, single and in bed with each other. What life?
Did you find out who it is yet?
Honey, what did I tell you about snooping?
That there should always be a lookout.
Good, go wait in the hall.
Right.
A hickey, Maggie? Did you really think that you were gonna hide a hickey from me with a little pressed powder? You need oil-based concealer.
Oh, just forget it. It's too humiliating.
Well, what could be so humiliating about being smaller in the locker room?
Master Willie is here with his nanny.
Oh, now, honey, you go make an entrance and check yourself like I taught you.
I'm fine.
Never coming back to this place again. I ordered room service a half an hour ago. Do you see a fajita? Get up. I saw you through the window.
It's fine. This idea of taking separate vacations was a horrible idea. I missed you dreadfully, and I'm so glad you're back.
Never do this again. What? Nothing.
Fact is, you're safe, and we're all together for the holidays.
Yes, and I am never leaving home again. Unless, of course, you're dying to take a trip, then we can always charter a yacht around the Greek islands.
You know, Miss Fine, this will be our fourth Christmas together. Seems like only yesterday you came knocking on our door. May I see your resume, please?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Crayon?
Lipstick.
Of course. Well, let me say.
Hater.
Now, Brighton, let's not be hasty.
Yeah, I haven't even sung Climb Every Mountain yet.
Miss Fine, you seem to have listed the Queen Mother as a reference.
Well, let me see that. Oh, no, that's not the Queen Mother. That's my mother from Queens. I can't believe that was 4 years ago, and still I'm only 2 years older. You didn't think that I could handle this job, but I turned out to be quite a professional. While you're here, tell me, should I take this back?
I think you should put it on.
I already had it on. It flattens out my... Oh, Mr. Sheffield! Why didn't you say anything?
Well, I didn't notice.
You know, I'm beginning to wonder about you, too. I can't get it on.
Miss Fine, we'll get it on.
No, Rickety. Oh, Mr. Sheffield, I'm so hot.
I can't do this standing up. Just get on the bed.
If you let me tell Miss Babcock about this, I'll work free for a year.
Miss Fine, remember who signs your check.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield, I'm not gonna hit you with this. Thank you. Friends?
No. All right, friends.
Come here. But You know, Mr. Sheffield, out of all the memories, you know which one was my favorite?
Hmm? I now pronounce you husband and wife. Mazel tov. You may kiss the bride.
Oh, Miss Fine, that never happened.
I threw that one in for you guys. Happy holidays. Niles, I got you invited to Greece. Why can't you just relax and enjoy it?
Well, I'm sorry, but I can't help feeling that I left something on in the kitchen.
It's a totally new look and a life change in brand new Queer Eye for the Straight Guy at 9 later. Next, though, a ghost is intent on killing an entire family line in Charmed.